building up my Caesar game. And
is that the way to do it?
Exactly how you build up. The problem is the Caesar name is linked with Chris Cabot. So I'm gonna have to build up another one with, like, in one or two places.
Okay.
Okay, I like Caesar. I'm a Richmond so far. Once another Caesar comes out, maybe.
That's why my name's John. I just use it. I figure I'm the only Taylor. There's no point of anonymity.
Yet. Exactly. Like, exactly. Very much so.
Actually, I just realized, why did I go with Hugh Ryden at Web70.com? Because, well, actually, no. The thing is, I think for us, though, it'll look better with first initial. Because every company...
It does make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't...
I kind of like being Chris at Web70.com.
Yeah, but think of how many Chris's we'll have. The rest will have to go first.
I'm the first Chris.
Yeah. Well, I'm keeping my Taylor at Web70.com. I'm keeping that, yeah. But that'll be kind of just the high-level stuff, you know.
So, okay. We've got Taylor at Web70.com.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I have to figure out.
How do I send the payment confirmation to Taylor at Web70.com?
I don't know. I don't want to touch payment.
Payment confirmations. It means go ahead on the work.
Oh.
We've already got all the information in that other.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
So basically, creating your ticket and the creation of websites and stuff like that, or custom websites, and then your emergency one. Getting that
other. That's a good idea, yeah. I hope.
Let me make sure that's confirmed. Yep, it's right there. So that's all within your inbox. And so.
Perfect, yeah. I think I have Dusty as well.
Is it different though?
I don't know. I have to check.
It shouldn't.
Because I couldn't log
it really
in.
Really shouldn't.
I've actually. I can't log into it anymore.
He should have just fucking mapped the IP address over.
Can we reset the password though?
It's in his account. You need to do it.
Okay, well, I'll probably get to it. Sounding close, you think?
Could be.
Mr. Sunny.
I'm going to have lightning start coming.
It's so cool that we're so close.
I get the fucking release every time I buy that plane.
Yeah. I just, I'm glad I'm over it, but fuck,
man. Built a lot of
that is awesome networking, man. Networking like that, companies like Don,
actually, I wonder if he's got a website.
Fuck,
he's a contractor, why not have a website? He's already got two or three of them.
Fuck, and just tell him, yeah, again, don't worry about any money, just give us a guarantee, or fuck, we know him enough, I would just give it to him.
What I was thinking, by the way, is...
Sonny for his artwork?
Just to build up the initial customers. Because when we're talking that 500 number, we're not talking 500 in initial sales. We're talking 500 monthly paying customers. The problem is we still got to build those 500 sites, so we didn't need money for it. I was thinking we could give away, like, give them at reduced cost, but... There's how we divide it. Okay. We get 20 sales agents. 500 divided by 20 is 25. So they, the sales agent's first 25 sales would be $50 if they don't get anything for it.
All they do, they don't get graphics. They just give us a picture we put as a header. Like, it's just in a box. Or they make their own header or something. Like, I'm sure Al would do it.
The first 20 people we want for our manager.
Uh-huh.
They do their sales. The first 25 sales, they don't get any money.
Okay.
But after those 25 sales, they're managing.
Okay. That could be another angle.
You know? And now. That's only for the first level. After that, if they get their money, just to get our first level.
We give them a free site, you know, maybe that is.
Once we got our first level, we're not making any money from the setup fee. We can drop that setup fee, because we only need the monthly cost. To only what developers build the site. Now, if it's three people at $10 an hour, 3 hours, that's $90 a month. But that's still $10 an hour that we're making. That's like an actual wage.
Like, initially, I think the $100 is the way to do it, but to get a sales rep, we'll have to...
I like that. Get on Gmail. Sorry.
I'm recording it, actually.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Even better.
Yeah.
Yeah, so for those first 500 customers, they only have to pay, we'll say, $50 setup fee.
Okay.
That would cover us about $7 an hour. Not full-time wage, but it gets us those 500 people. Those 500 people, with their monthly payments, pay our salary.
Now, we say, if we give someone a free website...
So the sales agents, those first 20 sales agents, don't make any money for their first 25 sales.
Do you think that's...
But they become management afterwards. The management is the incentive. After their management, they get the $5. Now, that doesn't count for levels 2 and 3. That's only the first 20. The first 20 get their first 25 websites free. In other words, the first 100 websites that we sell, we don't pay the sales agent for. That money goes straight to development and straight into... Well, no, that money goes straight into development. But we would drop the setup cost down to $50 instead of...
Okay, so if I'm starting from scratch.
That should have been picked up. That's what I tried to do. I tried to recap it for that.
Okay.
Just to make sure.
Yeah. Because, I mean, if a sales agent comes in, okay, say we have a prospect for a sales agent,
like
we tell
sister,
the guy.
If your sister came in.
I would give her the site.
Wouldn't cost her anything. No monthly cost. Okay, if she comes in, she has to get 25 sales. Doesn't matter how long it takes her. It does matter how long it takes her for us, but
in
reality, it doesn't matter how long it takes her. Once she gets that 25 sales, she becomes a manager. We give her 20 people under her. For her to manage and teach how to sell and that type of thing.
We'd have to give them either
she gets courses. $5 out of each sale that's made by her people, but that's 20 people. If they do one a week, that's two or three, that's $15 a day.
Do you think we should at least tell
if
them?
If they do one a day, then she's making 20 times 5, $100. I'm making $100 a day. So ideally, if you're on the bottom sales agent, you're selling one day a day.
Do you think also for other agencies, you'll get free websites if you're training yourself up, or do you think they'll add 50% or something? No,
they already discussed that. They wanted like 3 months for that. Instead of $400,
which is $20
instead of $100. Yeah.
For what?
They get a month free for bringing in a referral.
Okay. Alright,
that's fine. What I'm saying is if we made all of our
but
customers...
tell them.
If we made all of our customers...
Either or, tell them. You can either get $20 for a referral, or if you get $5 without taking it from us, we give you the
same. They've got their own company, that's why they want websites.
No, but see, like, say my sister has a band doing that, but, you know, there's no money for that. You know, find other bands that want that site. Me, I could just say, like, we set them up, and then after 25, boom, there's a manager.
She's making $5 off of
your So, boom, you can talk to her. Well, I can talk with her about that anyway.
I think that's a viable plan.
So, either or can work perfectly.
The benefit is that it gives us 500 customers that we don't have to pay out for.
What would Steve and Phil, they want to see an immediate return right away, I think.
Steve can go fuck himself. He's got a job. I don't care about Steve.
No. Steve is already going to be a manager. He has to kind of train.
And all the same with you, except that we need you to work. So that's the only reason why you're a priority in my team.
Oh, to go, well, that's it.
We need you. We don't need Steve. You're doing fine part-time. He's got a job. He's taking care of. I'm not worried about it.
But he would be the first manager. Bump up. Like, he has to train, like, you know.
Probably, because he's already got about 25.
That's what I'm
saying. So just matching him with that pattern.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he'll be the first, and then he can look after my sisters, my parents, all that. Like,
he'll be a great person to talk to. And then I guess Dan would be second.
But Dan would be more or less...
No, Dan's director. He's on top of it.
Yeah, exactly. So he's still kind of moving. We're all in limbo. I mean,
In my opinion, God made taking Steve off directorship.
Well, we just haven't given him a workload. Like, I mean, you know.
He hasn't volunteered for workload. He's an accountant. He didn't do fuck all for numbers for us. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm just talking to him as a, you know, person. I mean, you know,
I agree. And he's an older guy, and he's not most reliable, but that's another thing altogether.
But he's not, you know.
He certainly needs to be as an accountant.
It's hard, though, because...